Hi, Paul Sackett's Good News Planet. I'm speaking to
Dave Little, head chocopreneur at chocolatetext.com.
I love this guy. He's all about excitement. He's all about doing good. And we're going to learn about David and the nice things that he does. He's a chocopreneur. Am I saying that right, David?
Yes. Just take the word chocolate and entrepreneur and glue them together.
There you go. I chocolate them together. You're partnering with the Red Cross to deliver chocolates for charity for this season. And you have a beautiful line of chocolates. I've tried them. They're melting your mouth, let's put it like that. Fantastic product of and to itself. So give us a little bit of background on yourself and how you became a chocolatepreneur.
Well, myself is sort of interesting. I'm actually trained as a CPA, did that for many years, and then decided to go into my own business, form this business with a friend. We go back to the days of gift baskets and all those type of things, and we manufactured chocolate, and now we've seemed to really emphasize the chocolate production because one needs to make their own product in today's world to be successful.
Yes, I would agree, and actually, you showed me how we can, you know, where our audience knows we're very involved with World Peace and our Good News broadcast, and you're able to actually put letters on your chocolate and put a message with your chocolate, so you personalize it. So that's an interesting concept. Where did that come from?
Well, what happened was a couple of years ago, we sat back and we noticed how people are doing texts and emails and the personalization of gift giving and communications has sort of gone away in the internet age. So what we decided to do was to invest in the concept of being able to mold the alphabet, numbers, symbols, icons, and even emojis one by one. And then we can now actually spell out messages. We have over 120 characters, and people go online on chocolatetext.com like they would any other website. And they choose a box and they type out a message as if they're writing a text or an email. And it shows up on the screen, and that's what your box of chocolate is. You're not picking flavors, you're picking characters. And then you have a choice of topping it off with one of about 20 different ribbons. And then you close it out, you tell us who to ship it to, you write a little card message, and we ship your chocolate text anywhere the U.S. Postal Service goes. And we do now, as you mentioned earlier, we give back a percentage of the sales to the American Red Cross over this holiday season.
It's great. ChocolateText.com. I'm on the website. Send the chocolate text. So creative. Great for gifts, events, parties, anything. Create your own chocolate celebration. Let's go. Everybody should go look at the website. And we have happy faces and... it's really a very novel idea. I read, were you involved with other companies helping them as well? Did I understand that correctly in the sense of fulfilling business?
Yeah, just like the personal relationships have sort of eroded in the age of the internet, so has the business-to-customer relationship. As you know, you can't call a business and get an operator or a person that's live. So we took our process and we approached multiple large companies, and what we do with them is they use our product as a way to, in a sense, to communicate with their customers. They can't take every customer out to lunch, so they use our product to send either anniversaries, thank yous, welcome, or sorry issues. We deal with some multiple major companies, and we write actually a sort of a sub-website for them where they choose items and they send them out to their customers as a way of just staying in touch with them.
With your tin, you have a tin also, and there was some chocolate chip cookies in there. Is that a product you sell as well, along with the they call them sidecars, right?
Right. Yeah. The tin is again. We're dealing in the personalization aspect here of the world, just like soda companies put names on can. It's all about me in today's world. So we came up with a product we called Selfie Tin. So what somebody can do is they go to our site and they see Selfie Tin and they upload any photograph they want. They can manipulate it. They can put words on it. They can change the colors, et cetera, et cetera. And we reproduce their image onto a tin, which we then fill with cookies or chocolates or other fillings. So we do a lot of these for people who want to save the pictures and send a very personal gift, not just a message in chocolate, but they want to send a picture to a loved one or a picture of a pet to a student away. We get all types of photographs that people give us. And again, we ship it to the recipient.
So then they have that team forever and ever.
Right. I mean, it's like taking a picture that you would frame, you know, let's say, I mean, we even have it for sympathies, you name it. People throw the picture on, they write their message, and it's as personal a gift as you can get.
Let me add that chocolate chip cookie. This was a novel chocolate chip cookie. I don't think I ever saw it. I think I've had a chocolate chip cookie once in a while.
Yeah, we made my life. We made you a...
You have chocolate on the bottom. Is that different, or do you do that also for...
Yeah, we
people?
Did that as part of our charity, Chocolatiers for Charity concept. What we did is we put together a tin with a feel-good message right up your alley, a feel-good message, and inside the tin are cookies that have feel-good messages, you know, have a good day, etc., those type of things, so that it's a real uplifting gift. And this was the centerpiece of our Red Cross contribution. People can send a feel-good tin to their friends for the holidays.
Can they write something on that chocolate chip cookie underneath the chocolate chip cookie, or is that too involved?
It's something we're working on in the future where people will be able to upload their photographs and write messages on chocolate. We haven't gotten there yet. That's the next step, the next frontier.
What is this political purple games?
We started doing images of athletes, Yankees, Mets. We did the Minnesota Wild hockey team, the images of them on chocolates, and then we made a box. So in 2016, all the talk was, of course, the elections, the president, the Congress, etc. So we reproduced pictures of the candidates on, so you could write a message in a chocolate text, like, I'm for Donald, I'm for Hillary, whatever. And we took that in a lot of directions. So recently, you know what's going on in the political venue. You have people from extremely political directions having very pointed discussions. And so we said, how can we bring these people together that come from different views to maybe have a little bit fun, not be so uptight? So we created what we call purple political games, chess and checkers, where the pieces of the chess or the checkers are either pictures of prominent Republicans, Democrats, members of Congress, or they're pictures of the logos of the Democrat Republican Party. So you can therefore challenge a friend from a totally different political viewpoint to a game of chess or checkers, and as you capture the pieces, you can consume them. The board is included too. Shows you how to set up, who's king, who's queen, etc. It's meant to be really a fun way to talk about politics, which is not done very often in today's world. And you don't even have to talk politics. You can play politics, and you can see who's got the sweeter team.
You know, with the success right now with Willy Wonka, just to ask you, or just the success with chocolate. I mean, I've done shows with, you know, people in the chocolate industry and our other industries. I went to interview a very well-known artist. His name is Will Barnett. It was like, I was 95 or so when I entered. It was the 90s. It was very old, maybe just turned 90, something. And I remember asking him, because I like to know how people, you know, live longevity. And I said, so Will, what do you attribute your longevity in life? And he had great spirit, and he was physically in nice shape and everything. He said, chocolate. So there is something in chocolate, the cocoa, and I had a buddy in that business for some years. There's something in chocolate, right, that scientifically has been proven to be a health benefit.
Right. Is Will still around? I could use a spokesman like that.
or a director of marketing.
I don't know if he's still around.
Well, he was an artist. He's a famous, famous artist. But that's the story.
Chocolate gets written about a lot. The endorphins, right. Especially dark chocolate. You know, chocolate, pizza, you know, everything in moderation. You're not going to sit down and eat 20 pounds of chocolate. But dark chocolate and milk, to a lesser extent, have endorphins and other items that have been proven scientifically, ingredients that make you feel good, give you a euphoria. You know, some of them are anti-cancer. It depends which report you read. But again, I mean, you eat it in moderation. There's a lot of people who say, well, I have one piece of dark chocolate every day. You know, and it's sweet. It uplifts your day. And that's the good thing about chocolate. It's people like it. 99% of the people like it. You know, that's a rare find today.
It's great. And you're such a happy guy. You're the happiest CPA I've ever seen in my life.
That's because I'm not practicing anymore. I've gone from CPA to chocopreneur. I stayed in the C world, but I mean, I make people happy. CPAs don't necessarily make people happy unless they save them their money on their taxes. So we send out a box of chocolate. I mean, what happened when you got your box? There's a good question. How did you react?
I'm elated. I'm elated, and everybody around me is elated. And I'm giving it to my one of the boxes, or two of the boxes, actually, to my grandkids who are chocolate lovers. And they just did the show Willy Wonka in their school. I'm going to be a big hit. I told my daughter I'm sending it. She said it's the perfect gift. So it's a
good
thing. You
should tell your grandkids to take the letters and start spelling out other words. See how good they are for spelling bee contest. People have done that with us. People send messages that they wouldn't normally write. Probably the most unique one. Again, this is a 2017 kind of concept because of the advantage of the internet. Now everybody speaks internet. But, you know, 20 years ago, we couldn't do this. But now with the internet, people have access. So we just got a fun message the other day. And we get a lot of these romantic messages like, be my bride. We've had wedding invitations. Will you be my husband? Will you come be my bridesmaid? We got one where a guy asked a girl out with a chocolate box. He sent it. He was in Connecticut. She was in Michigan. And the message on the card was, text, blah, 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 for yes, and text, blah, 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 for no. So how is that for an impersonal date for somebody 12 states away? Is that funny or what?
That's a great one. So I could, in that, you know, because you wrote out the, you know, Good News Broadcast, or what does peace mean to you? So I could write out, will you marry me, and send a box of chocolate in chocolate.
We get one of those every month. Every month we get one of those. You know, I guess it's, you know, they always keep the chocolate, even if they say no, I'm pretty sure. But it's a lot cheaper than showing up with a wedding ring, right, Paul? It's like, all right, she said yes, I'll go get the ring.
Or instead of flowers, you could write, give a box, I'm sorry, with chocolate, with saying I'm sorry.
We get that, too. We get a lot of I'm sorrys. We get a lot of promposals, which are teenagers asking people to prom, going to homecoming.
Oh,
we get
that's
a lot
a good one.
Of those. We get all kinds of stuff that applies to it. I'm trying to think. Probably the most fun message we got, since you didn't ask, was some years ago, somebody actually sent a chocolate box to their plastic surgeon and said, thank you for the new BOOBS. But, you know, you can also not only be romantic, not only make up with the chocolate text, you can break up with the chocolate text because you can write a message, and we've gotten a few of these, and we have ribbons. We have two ribbons. One says get lost, and one says drop dead. So you could say, and I've gotten this message, you know, I've had it with you, Harry, with a drop dead ribbon. I can see we could keep you laughing with chocolate all day long. You didn't know how funny chocolate could be. This is a good news network.
We love
anything
the,
you
we
can
love
think we can write.
I know. That's the beauty of it. That's a really wonderful
right.
concept.
And you could be and you don't have to be present in case you get the wrong response.
This is beautiful. Two last quick questions. What's good news for you, David? What's good news in any aspect of your life?
In any aspect of my good news is my kids are doing well in high school, and I'm looking forward to sending them to college and getting them out of the house.
Okay. Last question, because we're really involved with this, and you know that because you sent us a bunch of jokes and said, what does peace mean to you? So what does peace mean to you, David Little? What does peace mean to you? I've asked thousands of people because we're involved with the International Day of Peace on September 21st. In fact, you said, let's give peace. What did you say?
Peace to me means a piece of chocolate. That's not what you're talking about. I guess I'm in the sales mode this morning, right, Paul? You don't mean a piece of chocolate. You mean like John Lennon, give piece of chocolate a chance? Is that what you mean?
Yes. 100%. That's what I mean, because chocolate is peace for many, many people, and it's a beautiful, beautiful expression of happiness.
Well, you talk about, didn't the Beatles write "Money Can't Buy You Love," but chocolate can, right? I mean, imagine in a sit-in, instead of putting flowers out, you put out boxes of chocolate. There you go. Everyone's happy.
There you go. Imagine chocolate. All right, my friend. David Little, great guy. Thank you. Congratulations. We'll send people over to chocolatetext.com. And a great product and a lot of good joy and spirit behind the company. Thank you so much for
sharing.
We'll
keep in touch. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
Paul.
My friend. Take
Have
care.
A good
bye
one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.